More than 30 people were rescued. Two others have been taken to hospital. Labour leader Keir Starmer says it's horrific news, but disagrees with the government's plans to tackle the crisis.
Today's tragic news of four people losing their lives just underlines that we have to do something about it. We have to have the resolve to do something about it. But disapplying the Refugee Convention, that's a step, very big step, in the wrong direction.
Thousands of people are outside Denmark's parliament in Copenhagen to witness Queen Margrethe passing the throne to her son Frederick. She's become the first Danish monarch in 900 years to voluntarily abdicate. Some royal fans have travelled from Australia to recognise one of their own becoming queen when her husband's proclaimed king today.
He will be a king for the nation, and he will represent us everywhere.
I think it's good that she's not from royalty and has a normal Australian background. And I think we can relate more to that.
A volcano has erupted in Iceland, sending lava flowing towards a fishing village that had to be evacuated. The semi-molten rocks come within 500 metres of the town of Grindavik. Lord Cameron says the US-UK military action in Yemen was necessary after months of attacks on shipping containers in the Red Sea. The foreign secretaries also defended the government's decision not to make a statement to Parliament about the strikes on Houthi military targets beforehand. In sport, Novak Djokovic needed 4 hours to get his Australian Open title defence. Off to a winning start, the 10-time champion beat 18-year-old Dino Prismic in what was his longest ever first-round match at a Grand Slam. And Tommy Fleetwood's beaten Ryder Cup teammate Rory McIlroy to the title at the Dubai International Golf. He finished on 19 under par, one shot ahead of his friends. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
Thanks, Daisy. Did you bottle my tea for that bit? Yeah, that's me, isn't it, normally?
This is Phoenix FM.
That's like me on a Sunday. Sometimes I just can't get the words out. I come to the, yeah, the comfort. Yeah, yeah, that's it. You understood anyway. Part two, or your second hour, whatever you want to call it, pending. Or incoming, should I say.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98FM.
Listen to the music, relax, and have fun.
Hi, this is Kelly Clarkson.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, I'm Sugar Babe.
Hey, I'm Mariah Carey.
Hi, I'm Robbie Williams.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney.
Hey, this is Kylie.
Hi, this is Simon Cowell.
Hey, it's Katy Perry.
Hi, we're Save That.
This is Phoenix 98FM. 98FM.
Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome to part two of the Sunday Lunch Show. As you know, I was away most of the festive break since Christmas. I was on here on the Christmas Eve, wasn't it? I was last here on the show. And we done the charts, which, of course, was all but two tracks full of Christmas music. So the last time I was in the studio, I was playing loads of Christmas tracks, especially when we've done the charts. We'll be looking at the charts in the next 20 minutes, and I can tell you, obviously, there's no Christmas track in there. Completely different. We've gone back to some normality back in the charts, which is good, but they're still floating around in the bottom half of the charts. They kind of never leave, those Christmas tracks. They kind of drop right down into the 80s, but they don't normally drop completely out of the top 100, which is quite amazing. But there you go. Yeah, so no Christmas tracks, and it's really weird not playing the Christmas jingles as well. It's really weird when you are not in the studio regularly, because you kind of get used to pressing all the knobs in a certain way, like muscle memory. You automatically go that way and you automatically go this way, and then you only have to take a couple weeks off and your whole timing goes. So that's, you know, like I'm a little bit behind. Oh, I've got to press that. Oh yeah, I'll press that little line. Normally, I just go straight to it. But now, you know, a couple of weeks away, and you have to start thinking what you're doing here on the radio. Lucky enough, you can't see me. I haven't turned the studio cam on, which I normally do. I'll do that next week. It's too late now. And you can always zoom in and watch. If you want to ever do that, by the way, it's mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM. Or is it /PhoenixFM/live, should I say? mixcloud.com/... do you know what? What is it? I'll come back to you because I can't remember. It's either PhoenixFM/live or /live/PhoenixFM. Oh, should we just move on? I'll come back to you then and tell you exactly what it is in a minute. Let's kick off with a brand new track. This is Fred again. They've had a fantastic 2023. They're back for 24. They've teamed up with Baby Keem. This is called Leave Me Alone. And Leave Me Alone is all one word. So it's not Leave Me Alone, just Leave Me Alone, like a hashtag word.
Thank you.
mixcloud.com/live/PhoenixFM.
Live on the camera, there you go. I won't get there in the end.
Let's start. Everybody gonna let them miss it, miss it. Money make a go, go, miss it, miss it. I get 31 in an instant, instant. Everybody be me. Everybody gonna let them miss it, miss it. Money make a go, go, miss it, miss it. I get 31 in an
kick off the show, brand new Fred again, Baby Keem. I like the ending, it's like it's all gone wrong, and it's all one big tongue. It's like,
hey, something's broken.
This is Switch Disco, track called What You Want.
All of the feelings, losing my head, no rhyme or reason. Best dance, don't need no meaning, freeing my soul, stay right all evening. These lights, baby, deceiving, tripping me out, this place is beating. Come put your hand in mine. Wish I knew a way to stop or slow time. Only for the night will you be all mine. Yeah, we do it right, don't need no close time. I lost all sense of the time. I got what you want. The sky and see the birds cut right through the lights and let go of worry, cause tonight you're with me. Come put your hand in mine. Wish I knew a way to stop or slow time. Only for the night will you be all mine. Yeah, we do it right, don't need no close time. I lost all sense of the time. I got what you want.
It's that man again. Yes, you're listening to Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM. Ruddy Marvellous.
Ruddy Marvellous indeed. More birthdays. If you're all birthday today, you are sharing it with the following people. Dave Grohl, born this day in 1969, Capricorn, rock drummer, course vocalist and guitarist who rose to fame or prominence really as a drummer of Nirvana, then went on to become the founder and, of course, the lead singer of the Foo Fighters back in 1994, I believe. LL Cool J, the rapper, born this day in 1968 in Long Island in New York, 55 years old. One of the first, I suppose, true rap superstars. His debut album, Radio, was the name of it, went platinum back in 1985. Big in the 80s he was, and also in the 90s. In 1990, his studio album, Mama Said Knock You Out, is considered one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. He also became an actor, appearing in the films Any Given Sunday. I think he was in SWAT as well, and he joined the cast of the CBS series NCIS. You remember, had all those detective ones. He was in the Los Angeles one. That was in the last time I see him on TV. It was back in 2009. Also birthday today, an actor called Carl Weathers. The name doesn't jump at you straight away. He was born this day in 1948, 75 years old, looking good as well. Actor, former professional football player, where he started off. Probably best known for playing Apollo Creed. Do you remember in the Rocky series? That's the chap Rocky had to beat to. I think it was a draw, wasn't it? They had the rematch in Rocky 2. And then he trains Rocky to fight the Russian, I think it was, in Rocky 2. Can't remember. It was Mr. T when he fights in Rocky 2. Hey, fool. Yeah, he also had prominent roles in films Predator, because I forgot he was in Predator as well. And with Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'll be back. I don't know why I'm doing the voices each time I speak about someone. He was in Little Nicky as well, and Happy Gilmore, which was about, it was a golf film, wasn't it? Which was pretty funny as well. So he's been in loads and loads and loads of stuff. If it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share it with all those people. I've done Declan Rice, didn't I? Yeah, done that earlier on. So happy birthday to all those people. More new music on the way. This track coming up is called Dusty. It's from Bad Patterns. Then we got the track I was telling you about at the start of the show, Barry Can't Swim. Let's get them on.
In the cool of the evening, when everything's getting kind of groovy, you call me up and ask me, would I like to go with you and see a movie? First I say no, I got some plans for the and say alright. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if the girl looks at you, it's for sure your little heart will be all thinking. I get confused, I never know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little boy like you. Spooky. We'll be right back.
There you go. Band's called Bad Patterns. Track is called Dusty. I'm liking that one. First of two. The second track, which we spoke about earlier on. But the band is called Barry Can't Swim. And the track is called Dance of the Crab. It's an edit version. I'm not too sure what the original one is like. And I've got to tell you, I haven't actually heard this one as yet. I've heard the others because I played them pre-show. But this one is brand new for me, brand new for you. It's brand new, and I can't wait to hear it. Should we get it on? This is Dance of the Crab.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Looking at the charts up soon, but first, another brand new track. This is from Mr. Jam. It's called Harmonies. Jam with Harmonies. Noah Kahan settles in for second week at number one with the track Stick Season, plus brand new re-peak for Sophie Alex-Bextor with a stunning re-entry for Natasha Bellingfield on the charts as well. Let's see what happened on the charts on Friday.
The UK charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98. FM.
Yeah, Noah Kahan's Stick Season celebrates a second consecutive week at number one in the UK. The reflective folk pop track became the first ever UK chart topper for Vermont-born Noah last week and retains its title for the UK's most streamed track with 7.5 million streams alone for a second week now in a row. Following an extraordinary re-entry into the top 10 last week, Sophie Alex-Bextor met a once lovely lady. Murder on the Dance Floor, the track, says, six places, right up to number two this week, matching, by the way, the original peak position it had back in 2001. It's a bit of a disco banger, isn't it? It's Murder on the Dance Floor. There we go. I'm starting singing them again. Thanks to all the songs inclusion in the Emerald Fennell-directed film Saltburn. I'm looking forward to seeing that. It looks a bit horrific, but it's kind of weird at the same time. Google it if you're not sure. It's a great, great film coming up. Another throwback tune featuring the film soundtrack is Mason and Princess Superstar's Perfect. That jumps 14 spots to number 26 in the charts. The mashup single originally peaked at number 3 back in 2006. Big congratulations on order for US singer Teddy Swims, whose breakthrough UK chart hit called Lose Control lifts into the top 10 for the first time ever today, up to 6th place. It was at 8 last week. The Weeknd, Playboi Carti and Madonna are on the rebound this week as popular surges are up a massive 37 places, returning to its previous peak of number 11. Liam Gallagher and John Squire's Just Another Rainbow is today's highest new entry. It's at number 16. It is becoming Liam's highest charting solo single yet, by the way, and his sixth top 40 single. Well done. Rising US pop superstar Sabrina Carpenter, played it earlier, earns her first top 20 single today with a track called Feather. Pretty good, I thought. Up 5 to number 19 in the charts this week, into the top 20. While Bring the Horizon's Cool Aid is at 21, it gives Ollie Sykes and Co. their 8th top 40 single and highest chart since 2014, number 17, track, which was called Drown. Natasha Bedingfield's Sun-Drenched Unwritten, is the name of the track, is at 24, re-enters the top UK 40 today for the first time in 19 years. Like I said, two bangers back in the charts. And Drake's Practice, a track from his 2011 album Take Care, makes its UK chart debut today at number 27. 13 years, by the way, after its release. Now, that's thanks to, of course, another viral trend on... I nearly said toxic. TikTok. TikTok. Yeah, you know what I mean. Further down, Eliza Rose, a great, great singer, one of my faves, has teamed up with Calvin Harris. They move up 4 this week with a brand new peak with their track Body Moving. It's at 34. Lewis Capaldi's brand new single, Strangers, becomes his 11th top 40 single. It's currently number 37. And rounding out the top 40 is Reading-born rapper Songa. That's the name of it, Songa, who achieves his first ever UK top 40 single today with the track called Toxic. It's a freestyle version. It's at number 39. Lastly, Nicki Minaj, who sees the track FTCU at number 40, become a 46th track in the official top 40. Or top 100, there you go. So, top 10 looking up this. At number 10... Billy Giles featuring Hannah Bolin is DNA, Loving You.
Feel like my fingertips were made to touch your skin. Days only last for a minute. Questioned why I always knew you were mine. Thank you.
with Phoenix 98 FM.
Right, rest of the charts looking like this at number 9, down from last week's number 6. It's Houdini, played in the first hour, from Dua Lipa. Also down this week, Water from Tyler, currently number 8. Down for Taylor Swift on last week's number 5 with Cruel Summer. And up one place this week from last week's number 14 is Teddy Swims with Lose Control.
Something's got a hold on me lately. No, I don't know myself anymore. Feels like the walls are all closing in and the devil's knocking at my door. Whoa, whoa. Out of my mind. How many times did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? Yeah, it's taking a toll on me. Trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Teddy Swims, Lose Control. We'll be looking at the rest of the charts straight off. Traffic and Travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Not much change on the road since we last spoke about the traffic travel at 12:30. There's a little bit of traffic in Brentwood. Just coming up to the High Street. A little bit busier than it was earlier on. But High Street's coping well. Ingrave Road, Ongar Road. Slightly busier than they was earlier. You've still got traffic lights and no through traffic due to new road layout on Cricklers Lane, both ways from the A128. Not causing too much problems now. We'll be busy at peak times tomorrow. A1023 heading down towards the M25. Well, there's actually, you've got two things. You've got, at the moment, you've got the A23 High Street. You've got some temporary traffic signals there due to electricity work. As I say, that's causing a little slow traffic on the High Street. Then as you come down to Junction 28, You've got a lane closed on the entry ramp due to long-term construction there. That's on the M25, anti-clockwise between Junction 28, A12, Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays there, down to one lane, affecting traffic back onto the roundabout. Got to quickly talk to you about the M25, anti-clockwise, very slow traffic from Brook Street, Junction 28, the A12. And that's going all the way up towards the M11 currently. So it's very slow at that on that little stretch of road. So if you're heading more towards London Stansted, watch out for that. A120 cutting over to Chelmsford is looking okay, as is the A414. So if you've got a way of taking an alternative route, you could do that. I'll keep your eye on that. It may get worse. I'll try and keep up to date. Rest of M25 not looking too bad. The junction's 29 is looking okay. If you're heading towards Lakeside, junction 30 looking okay. Although it's a lot busier around the shopping area, parking wise, than it was earlier. And that's mainly because there's reports of a crash on Cromwell Road, northbound near Russell Road. Traffic is coping well, but that's right round Chafford 100, which is probably causing the delays where people are finding alternative roads around Lakeside to get back into Grays. A127 and the A13 heading towards South End. Still a little bit busy as you're coming into Central South End, but traffic coping well. A12 heading up towards Colchester. You've got speed restrictions there, 40 miles an hour, one lane closed. It's been going on for ages. Could be another year, yeah. That's both ways between Junction 13 and Junction 16, which is Stock Road, Gallywood. There's also nighttime closures there and a contraflow system in use. If you're heading on the M25 across the Thames, A282 and the tunnels, bridge and tunnels looking okay, and the M25 not looking too bad. A2, no reported problems around the Bluewater area. Back over this side, A12 going into Romford, a little bit busy around Romford. Romford shopping area is very busy, and the A12 heading into London is busy. The A406 is a lot quieter than it normally is, but the traffic is moving. A little bit stop-starting in places, but if you're heading that way, don't forget to check out all your usual travel updates to keep you informed. You're up to date on 98. Time is 13:37. Right, let's get back to those charts.
The UK charts. With Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, we played Lose Control from Teddy Swims up this week to number 6. Number 5 is Tate McRae, Greedy. He's been in the charts now for 17 weeks. It was last week's number 4. But at number 4 is Prada, Casso Rae, D-Block Europe. Its highest peaking was 2, never quite made it to the number 1 spot, but is staying in the top 5 now. Doing rather well staying in that top 5 as well. Been there for 22 weeks, would you believe?
And take my ladies out for years. New strip on the way, aha. Rap, those satin bricks. Half a cake on the way, aha. Take a flat, you wanna take a lift. On the Molly man, he's on the way, aha. I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk. It don't matter, baby, I'm straight, aha.
Feel like I'm in Prince's house. Purple paint all on the walls, aha. Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, aha. 22, I'm in Paris, baby. Got strippers in my face, aha. Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, no Fendi, I'm on Prada.
Ladies out for years, new strip on the way, aha. Rap, till satin bricks, half a cake on the way, aha. Take a flat, you wanna take a lift, on the Molly man, he's on the way, aha. I might take it a shot, I might take it a risk, it don't matter, baby, I'm straight, aha.
Feel like I'm in Prince's house, purple paint all on the walls, aha. Sitting down on this fancy couch and I can't see straight, I'ma stay, aha. 22, I'm in Paris, baby, got strippers in my face, aha. Roll up in a Bentley, I'm Christian, I'm Fendi, I'm on Prada.
I'm on Prada.
with Phoenix 98 FM.
Prada at number four. I say Harsh Week was at number two. It was kept from the number one spot, mainly from Jack Harlow, who is currently at number three this week of the charts. Number two is a surprise return for the disco queen. That is Sophie Ellis-Bextor with Murder on the Dance Floor.
You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. You better not steal the moon.
Bretman Festival several years back. I introduced her onto the stage as well. A lovely lady. She had the kids with her as well. I was having fun in the green room. Murder on the Dance Floor. And it's at exactly the same place as it was when it peaked originally. Could it make it to number one this time round? We'll have to wait and see.
Charts with Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, but in its way is this next track, number one, last week's number one as well, been in the charts for 15 weeks, doing rather well. It's Noel Kahan and Stick Season.
As you promised me that I was more than all the miles combined, you must have had yourself a change of heart like halfway through the drive, because your voice trailed off exactly as you passed my exit sign. Kept on driving straight and left our future to the right. Now I am stuck between my anger and the blame that I can't face. And memories or something, even smoking weed is not replaced. And I am terrified of weather, 'cause I see you when it rains. Doc told me to travel, but
But there's COVID on the planes, and I heard Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. So I thought that if I piled something good and all my bad, that I could cancel out the darkness I inherited from Dad. No, I am no longer funny, cause I miss the way you laugh. You once called me forever, now you still can't call me back. And I love Vermont, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. Half my fault, but I just thought to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some virgin of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half, but that'll have to do. The sticks, and I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed, and it's half my fault, but I just like to play the victim. I'll drink alcohol till my friends come home for Christmas, and I'll dream each night of some version of you that I might not have, but I did not lose. Now your tire tracks and one pair of shoes, and I'm split in half.
Let it hit 'em.
All right. The music just turns me on. It just hit me.
Put your money where your mouth is. Honey, all about this $1 billion houses. Got no fear of missing out this. Yeah, I'm all about. Keep it checkered, stay connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta keep it checkered, stay connected, gin and tonic, episodic. What's next, Danic? So you wanna get it, gotta do you.
This is Freddie LeGrand with Gnome, as is N-O-M-E. not gnome like you find in your garden, of course. Track called You Want It. Few brand new tracks out at the moment. Straight off the bat, we have the first biggest release of this year from a true pop superstar. Ariana Grande has been keeping herself busy. She's in Australia filming the two-part live-action adaptation of the musical Wicked. She's playing Glinda, I believe, but because of the actors' strike, then they shut down the set. She's found some surprise time to head back into the studio, and now we're finally seeing the results of the sessions she's been doing, because she's got a brand new single. It's called Yes And. There's like a little apostrophe, Yes And. You've got to say it like that. Yes And. That's how you got to say it, I believe. Sees you tonight with super producer Max Martin for the first time in nearly half a decade. The first single from her forthcoming studio album, as of yet, given the placeholder's title of AG7, as in Ariana Grande 7, yes, and promises to bring Ariana right back into the centre of the pop world, containing an interpolation of one of the biggest hits from the pop's own mother of the house, Madonna's Vogue. I think she styles herself a little bit on Madonna. You know, not just the way she is, a persona, and but also in her music as well, which is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I'm looking forward to the new album, and whether it'll be called AG7 or by then, presumably, it'll have its own name, the album. Looking forward to it. Elsewhere, Lil Nas X. Now, he's mounting a bit of a comeback nearly 3 years on from the release of his debut solo album, Montero. Lil Nas X brand new singles called J Christ is looking to launch his second studio album, although much has been made online about the choice to once again incorporate Christian imagery into the single's promotional shots, so we'll see how that comes out. Other single releases this week, Ella Henderson, she teams up with Rudimental for a brand new release called Alibi. Now that samples Coolio's Gangster's Paradise, which is, you remember from the film, brilliant, brilliant track. Look out for that. Jennifer Lopez also back this week with a track called Can't Get Enough. It's an irresistibly funky return from our Jenny from The Block, which serves as the lead single from her forthcoming visual album, which is called This Is Me... Now. This is me now. As for Murder on the Dance Floor, we played it earlier on, doing well on the charts, up to number 2. It continues to make gains on the charts as well, and we'll see if it makes number 1 next week. Fans of her will know that it's the Saltbird Smash. Can now enjoy the brand new remix EP, which has been issued to streaming for the first ever time. It's got to the same place as it did back in 2001, currently at number 2 in the charts as well. As for albums this week, The Vaccines issue their 6th album. It's called Pick Up, full of pink carnations, produced by US hitmaker Andrew Walls, who works with Halsey, Beb Rexha. Can it become her 6th consecutive top 10 LP for the band? We'll have to wait and see. Right, brand new music. This is the current track out from Jess Bays with Kaylee Lee. It's called Real Love.
I'm just love the way you.
out to Antonio Di Carlo. Ill in bed at the moment with bronchitis. Not nice when you're ill, I know the feeling. Not missing much outside though, weather rather pants, so that's the good thing, not missing a little bit of a sunshiny day. That's nearly it for me. I shall be back here, of course, next week, same time, same place, at 12 o'clock with your Sunday lunch. Stick where you are. Vicky Michelle up from 2 o'clock with her music mix. Antonio, where would you be without music? Have a great weekend, whatever you may be doing. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.